Do you ever come at the Kardashian perspective, like, not like, oh my God, they're great?
The quick answer is no. I mean, that's just not who I am as a person. I feel like I'm everyone's biggest fan. People think I'm up their ass all the time, which that's not a bad place to be. The Kardashian's ass. Hello, it's like the most famous asses in the world.
Let's sit on the couch. Let's talk it out. Come on, join the show. I'll tell you what I know.
Oh, talk about it.
It's the best podcast. Let's have a blast.
You have to be living under a rock if you do not know who the Kardashians are. They're everywhere. Whether you love it, whether you hate it, they're in the headlines every week, every day. They are almost our American royal family, and we're going to talk about it. Today, I am joined with Cold Paulson, a.k.a. Gay man with a spray tan.
Gay man with a spray tan.
Okay, yes. Not multiple. A spray tan.
Always. Once a week. It's a ritual. It's very Kardashian of me.
And thank you for moving your spray tan to be here today.
I know. The fact that my schedule revolves around a spray tan and Archie wanted me to come on the podcast, I was like, okay, let me change my spray tan appointment.
Let's change the spray tan appointment.
Because it's my main priority.
Okay, so I'm going to read a quote really quick and I want you to identify who it is.
Okay.
I don't believe in revenge. When people are bullies, it's because of a deeper rooted issue. Either their family life is tough or they're being bullied by someone bigger than they are.
I would say that's Khloé.
That's Khloé.
Yes!
That's right. Okay, so I want to talk to you because you are known to be the Kardashian insider, but where did this first blossom? Like, you're viral on TikTok all the time. This has been your MO since you moved here, and it's working out for you. So where did it first blossom?
I think for me, I just love reality TV, and like, everyone has their like, it girl. I feel like being gay, like, you have, like, someone you just idolize. Might be a pop star, might be anyone, but Kim Kardashian was my it girl. Like, I ride or die for her to the end of time. And then it was just the whole family. So the show, and I just loved their family unit. And I just felt like I could escape from being just a small town boy in Nebraska and get to experience what it's like to be a Kardashian in L.A. Yeah. Fast forward to literally I'm a Kardashian in L.A. The fact that I'm, like, the Kardashian person on TikTok. I feel like I'm the internet's favorite Kardashian super fan. But no, it just, I mean, you just like are, it's like you, your things find you. Like the Kardashian show found me.
Yes.
I found them. Like it's like a perfect fit. But no, I've just been obsessed with them since
beginning
of time. I feel like I heard the word Kardashian in the womb at some point and that was just it.
Yeah. I honestly, I love the Kardashians too. I've been watching since season whatever one on E, and it's very, you know, it's a community. It really is. And to also just like be in Missouri when it was happening and then to identify like the black community who are also fans of the Kardashians. Well, you know, but I also have like black family who are just like against it. And I'm just like, it's a lifestyle. Get into it. But anyways, let's talk about Nebraska. Where you came to LA. Walk me through that story.
Well, I'm from a small town of like 4,000 people. One stoplight, everyone knows everyone. And I would like to say my family is like the Kardashians of Nebraska, or at least my hometown. And yeah, it was just like really small town life. I went to school in Omaha, graduated there with journalism. And I always knew I was going to move to LA. I just didn't know when. I was like, maybe I'll go to college there. And then I pushed that back to I'll do 2 years in Nebraska, then move there. And then I just kept pushing it off. And then once I graduated college, it was like, okay, there's no more pushing it off. Like, go to LA.
So do you struggle at all with anxiety in this world of social media? You're immersed in it and being an influencer in your own lane and then also immersed in gay culture. Do you struggle with that?
I think
because we did just see, I'm sorry to interrupt, we did just see Khloé going through a little anxiety moment. Like, do you deal with that on your own platform?
I think for my platform, I have such an amazing community of just, like, that's the amazing thing about TikTok is it's so niche that the people that follow me love the Kardashians and they love my content. And when my videos get on the other side of TikTok, that's when the hate comes in. But I feel like watching the Kardashians, seeing how they deal with hate and all that stuff, like, it's just, like, comes with the territory. Like, people can yell at me or comment whatever they want about me talking about other people because that's all my content is, the Kardashians. So if someone wants to make videos about me or comment about me, like, go at it because that's what I'm basically doing. But I don't think I'm, I don't know, I feel like I'm in Kardashian culture. I don't feel like I'm in gay culture. I feel like as gay man with a spray tan, I'm obviously gay. And the tan, hello. But I don't think my audience is like 97% women. So I don't feel like I get the norms of like being insecure on social media or things like that when it comes to being gay. Mm-hmm. Do I think gay people probably, some like me, some hate me or think I'm annoying? I know a lot of people do not like me because they don't like the Kardashians. Mm. But I think it's the anxiety comes from not knowing when the Kardashians are going to do something.
Yeah.
Like, everyone thinks I'm this Kardashian insider, but it's like, I'm also like waiting too to see when things come out. I don't even know when they're going to drop things, but I'm the first person to like, hop for people it. To go. Yeah. To yeah. hop on it. That's where it's like anxiety. It's like when something happens, mm-hmm. then I have to be the one that's like, oh shit, like I'm at work.
Reporting
like, what
live.
Am I supposed to do? Yeah. Like, the Kardashians just dropped a Vogue cover. Like, I need to make a video. So people come to me for my commentary and like all that stuff. But definitely, once you just take out the focus of social media and have fun, like, there's nothing but success.
When did you first peak on TikTok? When was that? Was that in the pandemic?
So I had no idea what I wanted to do on TikTok. Yeah. I feel like for so long, I had the idea of Colt Paulson wanted to be an on-camera host.
Mm-hmm.
I wanted to build Colt Paulson and not really build Gay Man with a Spray Tan because that was kind of just like a fun, like, oh, like, it's me, but it's not.
Yeah.
And then for some reason, like, Instagram is just so, like, permanent. TikTok for me is like, I feel like I'm just posting a story to my close friends mm-hmm. and then it's gone. Like,
I feel that.
It's like the pressure is not there. And like being on an account, Gay Man with a Spray Tan, like people see me as Gay Man with a Spray Tan and not the, all the Colt Paulson. Like, I've lived my whole life as Colt Paulson. So I have all that baggage of being Colt. When now I can just begin with a Spray Tan for a fresh start.
Isn't it weird though? I feel like on TikTok, I don't care what I look like.
Yes.
But on Instagram, I'm just like, wait, I need a da 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 da. That's not the angle. That's not the look, you know?
And it's so crazy.
It's really interesting.
So that for me was like, okay, have fun. And I was just doing one video a week, like setting myself up for one video a week. I started off with useless Kardashian history, like fun facts. Because I wanted to post content that was there for the Kardashians. Like, I was so over all these people getting millions of views who hate the Kardashians, are reporting on them, and don't even know what they're talking about.
Right.
Me, I come in, I'm a positive light for the Kardashians. I know what I'm talking about. I'm giving fun facts. I'm giving history. And that's when it just, like, blew up. But my first viral video was rating the Kardashians with red hair. And then I did rating the Kardashians with blonde hair. And then that hit a million in October.
Mm-hmm.
And I hit 10,000 in October. And now it's April. And I'm almost close to 500,000.
Wow.
In like less than a year.
Yeah. Good for you.
Insane.
Good for you. Do you feel like you're ever unbiased? Do you ever come at the Kardashian perspective like not like, oh my God, they're great. Like, do you, is there ever like, do you challenge them, give them the tough love angle?
The quick answer is no. I mean, that's just not who I am as a person. I feel like I'm everyone's biggest fan.
Yeah.
So when it comes to the Kardashians, like, they've impacted my life so much that I'm like living so hard for them that, but I think that's what people like. Like, there's over people hating. There's so many haters out there. My content is not hating at all. And like, I genuinely, like, if I'm saying something positive, like, oh my God, Kim looks so good. That's how I feel. It's not like I'm just doing it. People think I'm up their ass all the time, which that's not a bad place to be. The Kardashians' ass. Hello. It's like the most famous asses in the world. But no, I think I'm unbiased. I think I'm unbiased because that's my opinion.
Okay.
But no, I'm definitely Team Kardashian. But like, if you, even if you have a friend, like, you want a friend that's going to
You're going to hype them up.
Hype them up. And I'm, and like, the content I make is solely positive. Like, that's what I enjoy making.
Mm-hmm.
You can find another creator if you want someone to bash on the Kardashians. Because that's just, I've never said a bad word about the Kardashians in my life. And I never will.
So I'm curious to know what your strategy in maintaining working a, let's just call it a disposable job, because you were so focused on creating content to, you know, go into what you're doing now.
Yeah. I think for me, having a job that's like not like, I work retail, so it's like, hello, just easy. That was my like escape from social media. Like, when I'm off of work, then it's like social media cult. Like on the phone 24/7, creating content. And like, it was, it's nice to just have a schedule that's set.
Yeah.
To go and just like not be, just be a normal person. Like, just not think about what you're going to post or not think about the content you're going to make. Cause as soon as you're clocked out, you're clocked into your actual like career passion. But it's a 24/7 job. Like, so finding those like small things to be able to like focus on you and just like, just be a normal person and not think too much.
Yeah.
I think helps a bunch.
No, I applauded that. Cause like, we met in what, 2019 or whatever.
Yeah.
And so you were talking about like, you wanted to have a job to where you can do whatever you want to on the side.
Yes.
Right. Opposed to like me, like I literally have a career and then I do everything. And so it is a little bit of a battle. So I was just like, you know, that's commendable. I couldn't do it, but you're doing it.
Yeah.
So talk to me about the show on E. Like, how did this come about?
TikTok. It's insane. I feel like for me, I made, and I'm all about manifestation of like creating your life in your head. Because if you have the idea, mm-hmm. it's possible. Like you have to just go for it. And I created a full list of all my career goals. And the first one I get to check off is E! News, which is insane.
That's great.
But they found my TikToks and my content. They love that it was positive. It was informative. I feel like so many people just read a headline and then that's their content. Where it's like, I like to give something. And I think that's what's so fun about my videos is I love the Kardashians so much that I'm giving my like joy from them and then also the knowledge that I know. Mm-hmm. And that's where it came up. I mean, obviously the Kardashians are not on E! Anymore. Mm-hmm. So the next best thing is Game of Thrones yet.
So I want to get into some Kardashian news. I want to see like how you feel about all these things. Kourtney Kardashian, she is engaged to Travis Barker. What would you say is the biggest, because there's a lot of pros, mm-hmm. but what's the biggest con of them maybe being together?
The con of Kourtney and Travis together, I think would have to be just the PDA.
It's a lot.
It's a lot.
I'm uncomfortable.
I feel like I like it and don't like it. One, I'm just envious that like I've never experienced PD like that before. But two, I just feel like we're seeing a different side of Kourtney, and that's what's different. It's like we have to get used to it because imagine filming your whole life of like a relationship you know is not going to work and have to every season like repeat the cycle of like, okay, let's talk about it.
Yeah.
She's over it. And I feel like that's the con of like we were so stuck in our ways of like, Kourtney and Scott forever. Okay, where it's like,
I want to talk about Scott. Mm-hmm. Do you feel bad for Scott?
I feel bad for Scott in the sense of he really gave up his whole life to be in the Kardashian family, and he doesn't have siblings, doesn't have parents.
No.
But then I don't, because how are you going to pass up on a Kardashian?
I mean, you dropped the bag.
Like these boys, these like the Kardashians have to clean up after all these guys. Scott's hot.
Would you date Scott?
Oh, of course.
Oh, okay.
I mean, my life motto for dating is I'm marrying into a royal family, oil family, or the Kardashian family.
Royal oil?
Or Kardashian.
That's so funny.
So that is literally, I think, why I've been single for so long.
Okay. So the Black China court battle is happening.
The drama.
Where do you see this lawsuit going?
You know, I think it's all for show. Mm-hmm. I enjoy it. I mean, it gives me stuff to produce content.
Hilarious.
I just can't get over the fact that Blac Chyna thinks she's really doing something.
It's really weird. Yeah. The stories that she's pulling out of her ass.
Yes.
She's like, I don't have a bank account. What?
Like, what taxes are you paying?
How do you pay for gas? Like, you know, all these things.
And the balls she has to go against the Kardashians. Like, Kim, one, being a lawyer. So I think this is actually fun for Kim to get to really do a court case as a lawyer. Mm-hmm. But definitely, I would not. Oh my God, all the Kardashians? Mm-hmm. No. Going against them? Terrified. I'm terrified for her.
Why do you think Khloé keeps going back to Tristan?
I think Khloé... And you know, Khloé's my bestie.
I know. You're like,
Khloé's my bestie.
You're like, let me be careful.
Who knows? Who knew that just posting on social media, I would be friends with the Kardashians. Never matter, but we exchange all the time.
You'll meet for sure this
year.
On
Instagram. Oh, fingers crossed. I'm manifesting it so hard. But I think she wants that family unit.
Yeah.
I would want it too. And I feel like she tried. And like, that's what we all love about Khloé. She gives everyone the benefit of the doubt. She's ride or die. She's supportive as AF. Mm-hmm. And like, she's just like the most amazing human being ever.
Yeah.
And she sees the good.
Yeah. I want to talk about Pete Davidson. Tell me the truth. Do you like it or do you hate it?
We love him.
Like, yeah, she's happy, but like.
I love it because my two spray tan queens are Ariana and Kim.
Yeah.
So the fact that Pete's banging both, like, or bangs both, like, to me, that's like, oh my God, he's the luckiest guy in the world. Yeah. But no, anything Kim does, like, I'm team Kim always. You know, and now I'm like, I'm into white tatted guys. Like, I feel like Kourtney and it's the new trend.
So you follow what they do when it comes to dating?
I think everything I do in life is always rooted in what do the Kardashians do.
I think Pete Davidson is not long lasting.
Oh, I mean, it depends on the kid situation. If Pete's okay with never having kids, mm-hmm. I think it could be. But I think that's the issue that's going to break up if Kim wants to have children or not.
Kylie and Jordan, do you see the friendship ever coming back together?
Kylie and who?
Jordan Woods.
I don't even know who this person is.
Uh-uh.
No, I do not see it coming back together.
Really?
I love how people always ask about Jordan. Like, I feel like she's so ingrained in
She is. She was the best friend of
a
young billionaire. Like, and also, she's also a part of like a royal family with like Will Smith and all that stuff. Mm-hmm. But she's really maintaining her own being kicked out of that royalness of the Kardashians.
I'm glad she is. I don't see her on any form of
platform. You blocked Jordan Woods?
I'm pretty for sure. I can't remember. I think I did.
What?
I don't know. I mean, I did block her on TikTok. I know that. When she popped up on my For You page, I said, TikTok, this algorithm is not for me.
I will say that Kylie looks like she misses Jordan.
You know, I don't even know because it's so hard to put yourself in that situation of friends. Mm-hmm. But no, I'm happy she's doing well because I don't see anything or hear anything.
Lastly, does Chris, will she ever remarry again?
Is she or isn't she?
Wait, Corey.
She was on James Corden and he asked if she was engaged and she did not answer the question. So it's possible. I would live for it. I don't think she would get married for all the money she has. I think she would just be engaged.
Ooh. Would you live next door to your mom? Like,
oh, of course. Like 100%. Chloe and Chris. Absolutely.
Okay, cool. Okay.
Absolutely.
Cool. Okay, so I am so excited that you are sitting on the couch. You know, yes. We've been trying to get you here for a minute. The Kardashian know-it-all. I do want to say that, you know, every time the Kardashians go on the talk shows and the game shows, they play, like, games with James Corden, Jimmy Kimmel, all these different things. So I want to play a game really quick with you.
Okay, I'm ready to be a Kardashian.
Okay, so I'm going to mouth a sound, but you have to determine what that sound was, and then we'll do vice versa.
Okay.
And we'll do, like, four rounds of this and see what happens.
Okay.
Okay, you ready?
We'll give it a try.
Okay.
With a K.
With a...
I feel like I haven't said with a K yet. We need to put that in there. Yeah. Okay, that was bad. Okay. I feel like that was bad. You're gonna like, you feel like your sounds will be deeper than mine.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay, now it's my turn?
Yeah.
Okay, I see.
No? That was that bad?
I don't think I was going that high. I was trying to get it. Okay.
Okay.
Now your turn.
It was more equal.
Okay.
You know?
That was a three part. I should be proud of myself for being able to do all three.
Okay,
ready? Yes. Are we supposed to like know what we're sounding? I feel like I don't know what I'm doing in my head.
Oh, really? Okay, I have an idea. Oh,
okay. I'm just doing. Okay, I guess maybe that'll be easier. What was that?
It was like a moan into a squeal. It was a moan into a squeal.
Okay,
one more time.
Okay. Oh my god, ew, that was disgusting. I don't even know.
I hate it here. Okay, no, thank you for playing that. That was pretty wild. So how can people keep up with you? What's going on? Because I also saw that you were at the Hulu relaunch party.
Kardashian press event, yes.
Do you know when you're going to something next?
You know, it's never ending. There's always something new. I mean, I'm going to Tinks. I'm meeting Tinks on Wednesday.
Really?
So it's like insane.
That's serious?
No, okay. She has an event.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, cool. So that's the fun part of being an influencer is like getting invited to things. Mm-hmm. But when it comes to the Kardashians, I never know. And I'm just like eager and ready whenever Hulu decides to be generous and send me something.
Yeah.
But yeah, keeping up with Colt on TikTok, Gay Man with a Spray Tan.
And why did your page get deleted on Instagram?
Instagram was deleted because of the paparazzi photos.
Yeah.
Paparazzi came after me for sharing the Kardashians pictures.
Wow.
So I think that Instagram is gone. My new one is GMWAST.
Mm-hmm.
And then obviously Colt Paulson on Instagram too.
Cool. Well, thank you for being here.
Thank you.
What's up, family? Thanks so much for tapping into this episode. Be sure to like, follow, and subscribe on YouTube and Instagram and wherever you get your podcasts from for listening pleasure. Don't miss our weekly Millennial Conversations Pod Post Edition right here. My name is Archie J, and thanks for joining me today.